الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واصبر إن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم كم من صائم ليس له من صيامه إلا الجوع أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, it is the categoric, emphatic mention of Quran Kareem that no person's good deeds will go unrewarded. Allah will either reward you in this world or Allah would give you a handsome reward in Akhirah. But one thing is definite and certain, the Ayat Kareema that I had recited before you, وَاسْبِرْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ If you have to paraphrase this verse of Quran Kareem, or loosely translate this verse of Quran, Allah Ta'ala says your spiritual investment will definitely mature. Your spiritual investment will definitely mature. I will preserve it for you and I will give it to you on that day when you need it the most. So my brothers, I want to assure you and reassure you every act of nobility that you are displaying this Ramadan, the act of charity, that hand of charity, that tilawat of Quran, the siyam, the qiyam, it will benefit you on that day when you need it the most. For verily you know not which action of yours will benefit you. And I hope in this humble talk that I share before you, by the time we conclude this discussion, I can convince you to fill your reserves. Because you know not which action of yours. And this is what I want to speak about today, inshallah. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. The scholars have written in kitabs that in the centuries gone by, there were two people who met in the marketplace in an ungodly environment. You walk into an environment of ungodliness, into a supermarket, into a shopping mall. Every order of Allah is being violated. So these were strangers to one another. So one of them told this man that, you know what, let us just halt at this moment and let us speak about Allah. The other one said, it's a brilliant idea. So they started speaking about Allah for a few moments in this ungodly environment. After this discussion, they parted ways. Years down the line, one of them happens to pass away. The other one sees him in a vision and a dream. And he asked him, مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكْ How did you fare before the Almighty Allah? He said, what can I tell you? I was lowered into my grave. An angel came to me. And he said, do you know me? I said, I don't know you. The angel then told me, on a particular day, you and so, you know, had spoken about Allah in that marketplace. Because of that one act of nobility, Allah has sent me to inform you that Allah has forgiven you. And not only has Allah forgiven you, the man who joined you in the marketplace, Allah has forgiven him also. So friends and elders, we don't know which act of nobility we will do this Ramadan that would avail us on that day we needed the most. You know, in the blessed month of Ramadan, we have the habit, you know, feeding dates, you give water. What has Allah kept in this act of nobility? Subhanallah, the Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is sitting with his companions. Nabi alayhi salam had a date in his hand. And he took this date, and he presented it to another sahabi. Nabi alayhi salam said, do you know what is the virtue of what I had done? We are not speaking about a poor man. A man can be a multi-billionaire. You take a date, a glass of water, a sip of water, present it to the fasting man. What has Allah kept in that? Nabi alayhi salam said, that person who will give a date, who will feed one man for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will give him the reward as though he fed Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. That person who will feed two people for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will give him the reward as though he fed Adam alayhi salam and Bibi Hawa. That person who feeds three people for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will give him the reward as though he fed Jibril alayhi salam, Mikail alayhi salam, and Israfil alayhi salam. You feed four people for the pleasure of Allah. Allah will give you the reward of every person that read the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, and the Quran. You feed five people for the pleasure of Allah. Allah will give you the reward of every person that performed five daily salah. You feed six people for the pleasure of Allah. Allah will give you the reward as though you freed 60 slaves from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam. You feed seven people for the pleasure of Allah. The seven doors of Jahannam will be closed for you. You feed eight people for the pleasure of Allah. The riwayat then continues. On the day of Qiyamah, you will stand up in the court of Allah. The eight doors of Jannah will be opened for you. Allah will say via the angels, enter through whichever door of Jannah you desire. Allah is prepared to give us so much. Wallahi, we take it for granted. This Taraweeh, Salatul Taraweeh, I always say what we find today, where the Huffaz Ya'lamun Ta'lamun, there the crowd is the biggest. Ya'lamun Ta'lamun means, where the Huffaz read at such a pace, you cannot make out what is being recited. There the crowd is the biggest. And one of the reasons for that is, my brothers, we have not studied the language of Quran. We have barred ourselves from volumes of Islamic knowledge. Make a concerted effort to understand the message of Quran. Recite the Quran, but make a concerted effort. What did Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? He said close to Qiyamah, يَقْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. People will recite the Quran al-Kareem. وَلَا يَعْرِفُونَ فِيمَا نَزَلْ. They will have absolutely no clue on the message and the injunctions of the Quran al-Kareem. People will adopt their own interpretations. فَيَكُونُ لِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ فِيهِ رَأْيٌ. Every person will have an independent view. And really, friends and elders, the ulama have, you know, expanded on this quotation of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There is such fragmentation in the ummah today. You know, we have disputed, we have broken up into so many fragments. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِي. Allah Ta'ala says, every man is calling towards good. When we study the jurist of Islam, differences of opinion is inevitable. It happened from time immemorial. It will happen till the end of time. It will continue to happen. Amongst the jurists, their hearts were united, but they differed on so many issues. My brothers, you can be heated as far as your arguments are concerned, but walk out from that meeting with a smile on your face. Then we are progressing as an ummah. You know, like they say in English, I love the one who openly hates me, but I hate the one who pretends to love me. I love the man who openly hates me, but I hate the one who pretends to love me. You hate the man, tell the man on the face. So what does the Quran teach us? This is Ramadan. This is where we need to accelerate our efforts. There is an amazing incident that has been recorded in Bidayah wa Nihaya. There was one person in the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. What I'm trying to show you, my brothers, that fill your reserves. You don't know which act of nobility will benefit you not only in Akhirah, but you will see the subtle benefits of it even in this world. People speak about insurance and outsurance and cut off the middleman and lower premiums and whatever have you. Wallahi, Allah has given us this beautiful formula. In Ramadan, we have the habit of discharging charity. Coming to this incident, there was this person in the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam who had an evil habit. Wherever a bird would lay an egg, and it would hatch and a nestling would be born, this man would come and he would snatch the nestling in front of the mother. Ibn Asakir has been mention of this narration. فَشَكَى ذَلِكَ الطَّيْرُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مَا يَصْنَعُ الرَّجُلُ. This bird then complains to Allah, that, O my Allah, whenever I lay an egg, a nestling is born, this man comes and mercilessly, he snatches the nestling in front of my eyes. Allah Ta'ala then inspires the birds. إِنْ هُوَ عَادْ فَسَأُهْلِكُهُ. If this man ever repeats that action again, I will destroy him instantly. Subsequently, a few months later, the bird lays an egg. Two nestlings were born. This man gets to know about it. وَأَسْنَدَ سُلَّمًا. He takes his step ladder. فَلَمَّا كَانَ فِي طَرْفِ الْقَرْيَةِ. When he was in that locality, لَقِيَهُ سَائِلٌ. A beggar came to him. He said, give me something. He opened up whatever little he had. He took out a slice of bread and he gave it to that beggar. He then continues. He climbs up this ladder and he snatches the nestlings in front of the mother. These birds complain to Allah that, Ya Rabbana, innaka wa'attana an tuhlikahu in aad, waqad aad falam tuhlikhu. Oh Allah, you promised. If this man ever repeats that action again, you will destroy him instantly. You haven't destroyed the man. Allah Ta'ala then tells the birds via the angels that, don't you know, أَوَلَّمْ تَعْلَمَا أَنِّي لَا أَهْلِكُ أَحَدًا يَتَصَدَّقْ بِصَدَقَةِ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. Don't you know, I will not harm nor punish any man who gives charity on a day. Now this in no way suggests that we do wrong and then we give charity. But more than often, friends and elders, we commit crimes. You utter those things that are incorrect. Nabi alayhi salam encourages us to give charity on a daily basis. You have, for example, you know, your salary end of the month, 5, 10, 15,000 rands, whatever have you. One is to come home with the 10,000 rands and give nothing in charity. And one is to take out 10 rands, 20 rands and give it on the name of Allah. I swear by Allah, the 20 rands that you have given will avert calamities of thousands of rands. And one is to come home with the full salary. That money will go from doctors to advocates to problems to worries. Pay in advance, store in the bank of Allah. And have your calamities averted and diverted on the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In that same narration it is written, there was one person in the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam who had an evil habit that he used to annoy people. People come to Isa alayhi salam and they said, why don't you curse the man? So Isa alayhi salam said, by the will of Allah, this man will be dead tomorrow. They said, it's a done deal. Next day the man is walking around. They come to him, Isa, the man is still walking around. Isa alayhi salam says, call the man. He comes in front of Isa alayhi salam. He was holding something in his hand. Isa alayhi salam told him, throw it down. As he throws it down, it was a bundle of wood. Open the bundle of wood. As he opens it, there was a venomous serpent and snake inside. Isa alayhi salam said, on my curse, the snake was ordered to poison you. But there's some act of nobility that you had done that has averted my curse away from you. He says, I have done absolutely nothing. Isa alayhi salam said, think carefully, what have you done? He said, yes, yes. Yesterday I was walking on the road. A beggar came to me. I took out one dirham. I gave it to that beggar. Isa alayhi salam said, because of that one dirham, you have averted the curse of the Nabi of Allah away from you. So we don't know which act of nobility would avail us the most and would benefit us on that day that we needed the most. What does Nabi alayhi salam teach us? In the riwayat of Muslim, Nabi alayhi salam said, لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْأَرْضِ. When Allah Ta'ala created the earth, جَعَلَ التَّمِيدِ. The earth started shaking and moving around. Allah Ta'ala then placed mountains on the earth to give the earth stability. The Quran speaks a lot about scientific research. Wallahi, go into the ocean of Quran and swim in the ocean of Quran. When the angels had seen the mountains, they asked Allah, that, oh Allah, هَلْ فِي خَلْقِكَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ. Oh Allah, have you created anything stronger or bigger than the mountains? Allah Ta'ala said, yes, I have created al-hadid. I have created steel. The angels then asked Allah, have you created anything stronger than iron and steel? Allah Ta'ala said, yes, I have created an-nar. I have created fire which can melt steel. The angels then asked Allah, have you created anything stronger than the fires also? Allah said, yes, I've created water which can extinguish fire. Have you created anything stronger than the waters also? Allah said, I have created Ar-Ri. I have created the winds which can change and avert the direction of water. The angels are enjoying this dialogue with Allah. They then asked Allah, have you created anything stronger than the winds also? Allah said, yes, yes. Ibn Adam yatasaddaq bi yamini fayukhfiha min shimali. When the son of Adam gives charity with his right hand, that his left hand does not know about it. This is greater than everything that I have created. Wal waznu yawma idhin al-haq faman thaqulat mawazinu faulaika humul muflihun. You heard this in last night's Taraweeh. What does Allah Ta'ala say? On the day of Qiyamah, your actions will not be counted. Your actions will be weighed. Your actions will not be counted. Your actions will be weighed. Weighed depending on your sincerity of the action that you had executed. So brothers, this is of paramount importance. That whatever you do in this world, do it solely and only for the pleasure of Allah. Do it solely and only for the pleasure of Allah. Hassan bin Abi Sinan, Allahu Akbar. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi has made mention of this incident. One day, there was a woman that knocks on his door. So he looked at this woman, and she was exceptionally beautiful. And she said, I am begging, give me something. Now brothers, you know and I know, if a beautiful woman knocks on my door and your door, and she asks for charity, I mean, we'll start speaking about other charity than the charity of money. So he calls his servant and he said, "A'tiha arba'i mi'ati dirham." Give her 400 dirhams. So the servant looks at Hassan bin Abi Sinan and he said, normally when beggars come to us, you know, we give them 10 dirhams, 20 dirhams, 5 dirhams. One shot, give her 400 dirhams. He said, perhaps you have some sinister motive in this. He said that, no. I said, give her 400 dirhams. This woman is beautiful. She, Allah has blessed her with great amount of beauty. It mustn't happen. She is vulnerable. A strange man will present himself to her. She will commit adultery. I thought, let me give her 400 dirhams. She can get married with honor and live a life of dignity. Mullah Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, one day he's sitting with his disciples. One beggar comes to him. He tells one of his disciples, give him 100 rupees. So the person says, Hazrat, you normally tell us, give the person 10 rupees. He said, I told you, give him 100 rupees, making shukr to the Almighty Allah that I am not a beggar. Making shukr to the Almighty Allah that I am not a beggar. What does Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi write? He says, if you give charity in this world, Allah Ta'ala says, oh my servant, I have given you excess wealth. Occasionally, I will ask you to spend on my name. That person who gives, who will give from that which I have given him, I will multiply what I have given you. And that person who will withhold his wealth, he will hoard his wealth, Allah will destroy his wealth instantly. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi says, make charity a common practice. There are 10 benefits in charity. 5 you will see instantly in this world. Number 1, he says, give charity on the name of Allah, it will purify your wealth. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ. Give charity on the name of Allah. It will purify your wealth. We look at our lives today. There is no barakah left in our lives today. There is no barakah left in our lives. Every man is chasing his tail. No man is content. No man is satisfied. Give charity, Allah will give you barakah in your wealth. Number 2, give charity on the name of Allah. Allah will give you barakah in your home. Allah will give you barakah in your home. And this is something, when we speak about charity, it's not only about giving money. Nabi Ali Salam has taught us different ways of getting the benefits of charity. Khaffif an khadimik. You've got people that are working for you who are Muslim. It's the blessed month of Ramadan. You know that iftar is early. You are leaving early. You ask the man, you leave when shop closes. No, you tell the man, it's the blessed month of Ramadan. Leave at 3 o'clock. I promise you, my brother, Allah will give you the reward as though you had given perpetual charity on the name of Allah. The day of Eid is coming. It's a joyous occasion, a happy occasion. What will it cost you? Give the man off on the blessed day of Eid. I mean, he's a Muslim. He's a human being. How many people have told me, Maulana, I requested the boss, give me off on the day of Eid, give me half the day off, there's the door. You don't want the job, you walk out. I mean, we adopt that attitude. Let us become selfless human beings. We have become selfish human beings. Let us take into consideration the blessed month of Ramadan. You are paying your staff in your business. They are reciters of the Kalima. Give them a little extra. Buy some clothes for your children. They can wear that on the day of Eid. Buy some little groceries. Give it to him. That man will sit on the table. He will make dua. Sahaba asked the Nabi of Allah, O Nabi of Allah, which is that action that constitutes the maximum benefit and earns the greatest reward in the eyes of Allah? Nabi alayhi salam did not say reading so many rakats of nafil. Nabi alayhi salam said, you find a man who is hungry. You don't have to travel the length and the breadth of the country. Brothers, you drive down the road. People are living in abject poverty. You find a person who doesn't have a plate of food in front of him. Nabi alayhi salam said, put a plate of food in front of him. Number one. Number two, you know a man is in debt. There's so many of us. Allah has given us so much of wealth. For us to settle the debt of another man, you know, will not infringe on our basic necessities. We give a lot of zakat, my brothers. Every man discharges his zakat. But when it comes to lillah, we find it very difficult to take out our money. We find it very difficult. Give that surplus wealth. You know, someone is owing money. He's driving a car. The man is owing 20,000 rands. You know of it, perhaps your brother, your sister. You know, we are still planning where I will travel for the next 10 holidays. I will send my son to this university. I will travel to this exotic island. Whereas in my own home, my own sister is living in abject poverty. My own brother doesn't have shelter above his head. He's living in a rented home. Phone your brother. Listen, how much you're owing on the house? I'm owing 50,000 rands. There's the money. Settle the bond. That man will make dua for you. Take the duas of people. Make people happy in life. And this is what Nabi alayhi salam said. The greatest act of nobility, sururun tudkhiluhu ala muslim. Charity starts at home. Starts at home. Look after your family. Look after those that are working for you. Nabi alayhi salam then said, I will prefer walking with a person to satisfy his need than to sit for 1 month in Masjid al-Nabawi for i'tikaf. I will prefer walking with a man to satisfy his need and his hunger than to sit for 1 month in Masjid al-Nabawi for i'tikaf. Become the benefactors of society. Add value to your life. There are so many people we know of. After the man is dead and gone, you know, this person surfaces. Maulana, that businessman used to take care of me for so many years. No one knew about it. And there are so many people who do that. Do it for the cause, not for your applause. Leave the reward to Allah in Akhirah. Don't ask for any reward in this dunya. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. My message to you is, friends and elders, like they say in English, my time is up. There's so much more I wanted to tell you. They say in English, number one, not every person in this world is sinless. But every one of us can make a concerted effort to sin less in the world. Not every one of us is sinless, but every one of us can make a concerted effort to sin less in the world. My brother, that sin that you have persistent for the last 20 years of your life, for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah, give up that one sin. You will show Allah that commitment. Like the Arabic poet says, Ramadan is like putting up a beautiful building. You know, in a soccer match, I always give this parable and this example without any similarity. In the last 2-3 minutes, every player exerts himself to the maximum. Why? The last few moments could decide a goal. Once the final final whistle is blown, you can score 100 goals. It makes absolutely no difference. What you want to achieve in Ramadan, do it today. Don't leave it for tomorrow. Don't leave it for the next Ramadan. Allah alone knows whether we will see another Ramadan. Number two, like they say in English, not every person in this world can do great things. Not everyone in this world can do great things. But every one of us can do simple things in a great way. Every one of us can do simple things in a great way. My motto this Ramadan, I will empower someone. I will make it easy for someone. I will ease the burden of someone in this world. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we capitalize in this blessed month of Ramadan. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those fortunate ones that our forgiveness could be concluded before we even sight the crescent of Shawwal. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh.